This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now it's time for All Tech Considered. Today, technology that is inspiring and inspired by seniors. In a few minutes, our tech expert, Omar Gayaga, will tell us about a number of new technologies that are helping seniors, from social networking to virtual doctor's visits to robotic companions. But first, a video game is sparking fierce competition at senior centers all across the country. It's Nintendo's Wii Bowling. NPR's Joshua Brockman donned his bowling shirt and headed on to Arlington, Virginia, where the National Senior League's Wii Bowling Tournament was in full swing.
Nice throw!
It's 9:30 on a Monday morning at a rec room inside the Langston Brown Senior Center. On one table, coffee and Danish. On the other, four Wii controllers. Sophia, Mary, Violet, and Willamay reach for the controllers and turn towards the large screen TV.
Getting ready?
Ready!
They're each wearing handmade tie-dyed T-shirts emblazoned with the team's name. LBSCWII. And they're not the only seniors taking Wii Bowling seriously. 186 teams are in the throes of competition from California to New York.
I think what we were able to do was to make video games fun, accessible for a group of consumers who never had thought of themselves as video gamers before.
Reggie Fils-Aimé is president of Nintendo America, the company that created the hardware and software that's behind Wii Bowling.
You line up the ball, move a little to the left, a little to the right, line up the pins and let it go. Try and get that hook going.
Here's what that sounds like on the Wii.
Nice spare!
It may be a virtual game played on a large flat-screen TV, but when Sofia Enriquez lunges forward and releases the invisible bowling ball with the handheld controller, the emotions are 100% real. The team's captain is 81-year-old Willamay Graham. Back in the day, she used to be a 10-pin bowler.
How is it different bowling on the Wii?
Much different, because you don't stand as close to the television, you know, when you're bowling with the ball.
Her teammates cheer her on, shaking a plastic soda bottle filled with pebbles. And Willamay gets the highest score, 197. Since their competition, a team in Seattle wasn't actually in the room, they didn't know that the match was a real nail-biter. Days later, after entering their scores online, Langston Brown learns that they won. But Ava Mayor, the center's senior coordinator, knows there's still some competition ahead.
Are you concerned at all about the Panther Valley Old Fogies?
Well, I really don't know, but I think we have a good team. We have a good group.
Sure enough, Langston Brown is a strong contender this season. And even though Wii Bowling is scheduled three times a week, many show up to practice every day. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.